How do you perceive these skills aiding in your reentry and success back into society? Regarding the acquisition of skills, for me, is the key component to this question. And I say that because when we're doing time and we're incarcerated, the majority of us who have decided to turn our life in a proper direction start to envision and start to imagine ourselves being able to accomplish things that would help the situation of others, that would improve the situation of others. But one of the pitfalls and one of the common hurdles that we all face is being able to translate what I would like to do as far as intentions and get that to a place to where I can concretely devise a plan of action to be able to execute these things is something that we lack. So being able to get the skills for social services, for nonprofit programs, for different avenues of helping society with this ills and being a part of the solution as opposed to being part of the problem. Developing these skills is something that is critical because good intentions is good within itself. But if you don't have the concrete information, if I don't have the concrete information to be able to achieve these things, if I don't understand how important it is to know the information of the nonprofit sector, if I don't know even what a 501c3 is, then it's going to be impossible for whatever goodness is in my heart and whatever positive energy and approach that I may have if I don't have the information to facilitate that. So being able to acquire the skills while here allows me the freedom to, once I am able to achieve my release from prison, it allows me to immediately get my feet on the ground, to immediately become a part of the action squad. And that's why the acquisition of skills that the United Black Family Scholarship Fund provides is critical to us in here, because it allows us a chance to be completely marketable getting out, to be able to immediately get out and to get involved in the struggle within society. And that's the difference. And sometimes that can be the difference between reoffending and not reoffending. And so that's how important it is.